Hi, it's me. It's late, I know. I'm sorry. You know me, I stay up too late and it's like a switch flipping from happy to melancholy. I just needed to hear your voice. No, of course not any voice would do. I don't know why you say things like that. I think it would be obvious by now that when I get like this, only your voice and your words will do. It really doesn't matter what you say. You could just be breathing over the phone and that's enough for me. Just the sound of your breathing slows my heartbeat and quiets the noise in my head. I know. I put too much on you. It really isn't fair, even if we are friends. I didn't hesitate. We are friends. It's just... No. Never mind. It's late. It's just the dark and the quiet and too much sad music. Like gas on a fire. I should really go to bed. Stop calling you so late at night all the time. You shouldn't have to deal with my head on top of your own. What do you mean? Sounds like something's bothering me. It isn't bothering me. Climate change, plastic in the ocean, overfishing, balloons and sea turtles. Sometimes I feel like I am all exposed nerve endings. I'm not deflecting. This stuff really does keep me up. I lie awake at night in my bed, staring at the ceiling and feeling this overwhelming sense of dread that the world is gonna end. Well, okay, no, that isn't why I'm up late tonight. I don't know how to talk about it. Start talking? Fuck. Okay. I don't know how to say this over the phone. I probably shouldn't be saying it at all, let alone like this. But I don't know how much longer I can go on. It's like this huge thing in my gut. And every time I open my mouth, I can feel these words in my throat threatening to spill out. And I want to say them, but I'm scared. I'm scared because it'll change everything. It'll make things different. Saying these words, letting them out gives them shape. It makes them real. I say them and then they're out there, staring me down. Turning my stomach inside out. I really care about you, okay? Yeah, I know you know that, basically. But I care about you more than that. And that scares me. Why? Because I don't know how to love like everyone else. I become consumed by it. And in doing so, end up consuming the other person. And I don't want to do that. I don't want this unbearable need inside me to swallow you whole. The way I've swallowed so many people, leaving nothing behind but bitter regrets and words better left unspoken. No, it's true. I'm like a shark. Some sort of predator. I can't stop myself from compulsively preying on others. I see someone and for whatever reason, I just lock on and they become my whole world. And they love it for a while. I mean, who wouldn't? I have a litany of cute phrases and interesting things to spit out whilst I shower them in intention and love. But that same intensity that draws them in drives them away. They realize that As warm as it feels to be the center of my attention, they're quickly burning alive. I'm just too much. I know you don't think that way about me. I appreciate it. Though you haven't really had to feel that yet. I usually keep it well hidden from you. Okay. Yes. I do call you at 2 a.m., so I guess you're right. That isn't entirely hidden. Oh. You caught that, eh? yeah. I dropped the L word. I hate feeling like this. I need it, but I hate it. Yes, of course I meant it. You know me, I don't say these things lightly. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful, 100%. I am absolutely using a Dr. Seuss quote to distract you from the fact I just admitted I'm in love with you. What? What do you mean? Don't say that. Don't tell me you love me. Why not? Because of what I just told you. I'm crazy, okay? I can deal with unrequited love. It hurts, but at least it's just me being hurt. I can't deal with dragging you into my supernova of nonsense and hurting you too. Watching me systematically hit self-destruct on all my relationships on the sidelines is far different than being in the thick of it yourself. I am happy you love me. My heart feels fit to burst with how happy I am. It's just, I can see the eventual end and I'm already crying over it. I love you so much, and I don't know how I'll ever be able to say goodbye. I love the way your eyes crinkle when you smile, and how you always laugh at my bad jokes, not because they're genuinely funny, but because they're bad. I love that you not only indulge my compulsive singing, but you join in. I love that you're so kind-hearted. I don't think you could be malicious if you tried. You always remind me to take a step back and breathe, and remember that other people have had lives before us that we know nothing about. I love that you always seem to be making people better, just by being around them. Like, there's a light emanating from you, and anyone around you gets shiny and bright. But it's you doing that. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't know how to ever stop loving you. And I don't know if I want to. Because even though I know I'll be hurt, even though I'm guaranteed to be exhausted by the obsession, you make me feel like I could step off a cliff and fly. All of that heavy darkness I usually carry has been burned away by you, and all I feel inside is this beautiful, gasping feeling. I love you madly. I love you more than the 10,000 named things. I love you more than salt. You are my soul, and I am just the body.